This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. A federal judge has sided this week with several groups fighting to keep AmeriCorps alive. But the order comes too late for over 5,000 California service members. They were impacted when the Trump administration attempted to dismantle the federal service program in April. California oversees the largest service force in the nation, and Josh Friday leads these efforts as chief service officer for the California Volunteers Program.
Part of the real challenge here, and what was devastating, was that it cut short people's terms of service, and then people had to make decisions about what to do with their lives.
Nearly 70 service members in Monterey County were affected by the abrupt cuts. Preschool tutor Cristela Hernandez of Soledad was one of them.
It caught me out of nowhere, you know, and just wake up one day and read an email basically saying that, like, hey, you can't return back to work because of this. And it was really heartbreaking.
Despite the setback, Hernandez is currently enrolled in her first semester of college, and the state plans to continue its service programs. Deer fawning season on the Central Coast wraps up at the end of July. For the Pacific Grove nonprofit, PG Deer Awareness Resource, that means it's time to collect the signs they distributed in mid-March. The signs say fawning season slowed down, and Carmelita Garcia with PG Deer Awareness thinks the effort made a difference.
We had 150 signs that we distributed, and people were still calling and asking, and I have a wait list for next season of people who want a sign. So this was a very, very successful effort.
On Friday, volunteers will scoop up the signs to save and circulate for next spring. This is KAZU News.